On this week's episode, EMU delays move-in for on-campus residents, classes will still resume on August 31st, and student body president Ethan Smith creates a pledge to encourage students to do their part to keep campus safe. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. This morning, on August 24th, the Office of the President at EMU announced that move-in will be delayed until September 17th. This is a three-week delay from the original move-in period set to start this Thursday, August 27th. The notice that was emailed to students states, quote, "The decision follows an assessment of the reopening of campus across the country that has shown increased outbreaks of COVID-19 among students and challenges in limiting social gatherings and parties," end quote. The email goes on to say that students that have already moved in, including some international students and student athletes, may stay in their on-campus residence. Students who have not yet moved in but wish to do so before September 17th may be permitted to do so on a case-by-case basis. Housing and dining deposits or payments will receive a proportional credit for the time between the original and new move-in start dates. Fall classes will still resume on August 31st on schedule, but most classes will transition to an online format at least through September 20th. On August 7th, EMU released their Safe Return to Campus Plan. The 20-page document details what EMU has implemented in order to keep students and faculty safe. EMU plans to adhere to all local, state, and federal mandates. The university is implementing daily screenings, social distancing, mandating that all students and faculty wear masks, encouraging good hygiene, gloves, frequent cleaning and disinfecting, and increasing ventilation within classrooms. Eastern has also designated specific entry and exit points for buildings, restricted elevator capacities, expanding classrooms by knocking down walls and redesigning furniture and spacing to comply with social distancing, and is installing plexiglass in classrooms and dining halls. For more information about EMU's reopening, you can tune into last Monday's podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find a comprehensive article on our website at easternecho.com. As part of the changing circumstances for college life due to COVID-19, EMU's student body president Ethan Smith has created a pledge to remind students of their power to really make a difference and keep EMU safe. The pledge commits individuals to the following: follow current public health guidelines, leave 6 feet between myself and others, wear masks that cover both the nose and the mouth, practice frequent hand washing with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, using hand sanitizer, avoid large gatherings and parties, and help others do the same. The Echo was able to interview Jack Swarzynski, who serves as Eastern Michigan University student government parliamentarian. Swarzynski told the Echo, quote, "I think it is a good first step to at least get students thinking about how life is going to be like this fall. The student body has a great opportunity to create a community where learning and certain social activities can continue so long as we are wise about it," end quote. Maya Fallon, an EMU junior, told the Echo, quote, "I don't necessarily think people will break the rules on campus. I think people will still have parties and gatherings," end quote. According to EMU Media Relations Specialist Morgan Mark, as of August 18th, 779 people have signed the pledge. Out of those 779 people, 726 of those signatures are students. This pledge isn't mandatory or binding, but everyone is encouraged to sign. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in next Monday for more information and news, and check out our website at easternecho.com. Until then, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this has been the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Cabonsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.